Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the Schneider Orange hotline as we welcome in from Fox Sports Wisconsin my friend Craig Kishon. Craig, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, pretty good. And good calls over the weekend. I bet you that was enjoyable for you. And what do you make of that win yesterday? And we'll get into the bullpen management here in just a second, but just the win overall, I think Brewer fans with a Cub loss are feeling a little bit better.
Well, that's how it goes, you know, with baseball. The greatest thing is to get a victory and then let the chips fall where they may. You get a little bit of help from the Pirates beating the Cubs, and as tight as the race is, you go from, I mean, it was like gloom and doom Saturday night, Sunday morning before the game. At least, you know, there's that feeling when you're like, wow, they haven't been in the playoff picture now. This is the first time since, I think, the end of April going into yesterday's game, and it just seemed just incredibly unusual, to say the least. It was just a different aura, I guess. And then you win the game, you feel good. You're back in the playoff chase. Now, suddenly, you know, today I'm looking at tiebreakers because – the Brewers are in a three-way tie for that second wild card spot, I think, right now, and they have a tiebreaker win over Colorado because the first tiebreaker is head-to-head. So, and they actually have a lot of season series wins over a lot of these contending teams right now. So, when you start looking at, you know, treading water or not treading water, or being in a tiebreaker situation, or how close this is going to be with so many teams, you have to start keeping track of those things too. And the good news is, you know, the Brewers do have the edge in that category against a lot of these close teams.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to come down to possibly that, and that is tiebreakers. But as we found out last year, that one game could make the difference. So that's why they are all big, for sure. And what kind of hot streak? We talked about this on the postgame show yesterday. What kind of hot streak in your mind, Craig, is in for the Brewers this year? Now again, there's 36 games remaining. You could nutshell it with all 36 and 20 and 16. Is that a hot streak? Probably not. Or you can bring it down to a window of 12 or 15 games. What kind of, because you know there's a hot streak in this team. What kind of hot streak is it in your mind?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's ripping off, 8, 9, 10 games. I'm not even sure what their longest winning streak is this year. Do you know, Tim?
I think it's 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I was going to say 6 or 7, maybe. And I know their losing streak, I think, was their longest losing streak was like 7 or 8 games. But so I guess I look at that and I say they haven't done it yet this year. I don't know if they have the makeup to do a run quite like that. But I will say this, they do have the potential to put their offense together. I know that's becoming a tired subject, but they do have the potential to do it. Now, will that happen in the next 35 games? Will their bullpen come back around where they're not at a point now where they're doing a pretty good job? They can get back to that doing an excellent job. That's the only way you're going to get a really good hot streak going, because there are going to be days where somebody's got to carry the other component of the team. And right now, in the second half of the season, there hasn't been a big carry of one or the other right now. And, you know, yesterday was a really good sign, I thought, with starting pitching. In fact, you know, Yelich has seen on this road trip, you know, if you do say, did somebody carry you today? Well, he carried them to 2 of the 3 victories on their road trip without question, at the Cubs and then yesterday too. So you need to have those components not working together every single game, but you need to have those components one of those has to work to help carry the load of somebody, you know, another component that's not doing it, in my opinion. That's how I see hot streaks, you know, go for teams. But I think, you know, if they don't get the hot streak, I think winning series and getting back to winning series is certainly key. And as close as the Brewers are right now in this pennant chase, whether it's division race or wild card, you know, with 35 games, well, there's, I don't know how many series are left, but there's probably, you know, 9, 10, 11 series left in the season. If, you know, if you can win the majority of those, I think they'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. Back to the offense here. I look at this lineup each and every day, as you do too, and I just trying to figure out just why. You know, you look at the names on paper. I'm just forget about the numbers for a second. You look at the names on paper, and Kane and Yelich and Moose and Zeus and Shaw and Braun and Thames and Scope. I looked at his numbers, 17 homers, 40-plus RBIs before coming over here. I don't know how they're not clicking. I can't put my finger on it, Craig. I really can't.
Well, I mean, a lot of those guys you're talking about don't have high batting averages, and that's what's you know, kind of killed this team this year, because it still comes down to how are you doing with runners in scoring position, and this team has struggled with that all year long, and that's how you crank up an offense. That's how you get, you know, that's how you get guys involved. That's how they keep themselves involved. That's how they keep themselves in the lineup. That prohibits, every single day having a lineup change, you know, in some form or fashion, because guys aren't hot right now. And they don't, you know, a lot of these guys you're talking about, Tim, don't carry a high batting average right now. And to me, that's been a large part of the problem all year. It's a bit of underperforming for some guys, and for other guys, it's the potential is there because the home run numbers are there. But, you know, they're scattered and they're too far and few between. And that's been, in my opinion, I just think, you know, coming through with clutch hits, coming through and there's guys on base, that's been a big-time nemesis for their offense this year.
Yeah, and I think what's missing as we chat with Craig Kishon from Fox Sports Wisconsin, one of the things that we've noticed as of late, the fun factor may not be as prevalent as it was earlier this year. And, of course, winning certainly makes it a little bit more fun. But I think if they can get to that smile and face fun factor role, I think things will go a little bit better. The bullpen here and the management, Craig Counsell coming under fire here on social media as well as on the post-game show. I'm sure you're seeing it as well. The deal with Hader and Jeffress, not using them until they have the lead or tied. Your thoughts on that? Because at some point, you're going to have to use them regardless.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And you know, it's just a matter of when is that time. And I really thought, you know, we were doing Friday night's game, and I thought, you know, they were down 3-0 in the eighth inning and were able to claw back and get two runs there. I quite frankly was surprised to see Lyles come back out there for that second inning of work, and then when he got in trouble, there still wasn't anybody up in the bullpen. I mean, you know, every game you can't agree with everything that's going on, and certainly you naturally question certain situations of games. That's why that's the beauty of, you know, the sport of baseball. But I absolutely agree that there has to be a time soon where that philosophy has to change. And I think Counts certainly revealed that over the weekend as well, that at some point he's going to have to alter that plan. And, you know, right now the only part of the season that he revealed that was still several weeks away, as long as the Brewers are still in contention right now. And I think, you know, a sign from a manager has to be, don't panic. And I think, you know, that, and I'm not saying this is certainly the case, but it might be the case where he still has confidence in a lot of guys out in that bullpen. And maybe he has confidence, you know, in his offense that they finally got a couple of runs in that eighth inning and they're capable of coming up, you know, with another run or two in the ninth. So there's a few different scenarios in there, but I don't think there's any question, you know, when you get down to crunch time, Everything gets altered. It's all hands on deck, and I think you will definitely see that. But Friday night in particular was a little bit of a head scratcher. I think more so that in the bottom of the eighth inning, you know, Lyles, who's not familiar with this pitching staff, we're not real familiar with him. So you just don't know how far he can carry a team and shut him down consecutive innings for the Brewers right now. I think it was only his third appearance with the team, and he ran into trouble. And the biggest head scratcher there was, you know, that there wasn't help up in the bullpen, you know, when you've had 2 days off this week and the pen is rested and you had guys available. And it's, to me, that's very natural for people to second guess at that point, without question. But I think the bottom line is this team will alter its game plan when that time becomes necessary. And right now, you know, the manager doesn't think mid-August is the time right now. And I think, you know, you have to give him at least credit by saying, I'm confident in everybody on this team. We're not going to show any panic signs just yet.
Yeah, I agree with you that there will be an altered philosophy there with that bullpen. And I think it's coming way before what Craig Counsell said a week and a half left in the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, so the thing about it is you can't fall any further behind. You don't want to get to be 4.5, 5.5 games behind with, you know, a month to go. It's just, you know, look at around baseball right now. I mean, the Oakland A's made up 10 games, but they did it in, you know, 5 or 6 weeks of playing incredibly hot baseball. It just goes to show you how difficult it is to do. And with more teams in the race right now, it becomes more difficult to pass teams when you're dropping 2, 3, 4 teams behind in the race as well. Even though your game's behind deficit, you still have all the other traffic to maneuver through.
I find it hard to believe that Jordan Lyles was your best chance to win in the bottom of the eighth inning in St. Louis on Friday night, head-to-head, when they're crawling up your tail. But we'll debate that after we let you go. Final thing for you, Craig Kishon from Fox Sports Wisconsin. What do you say to Brewers fans? And I've got to, you know, I've got to do it on a game-by-game basis and talk right to them. But what would you say to them that they want to lump in history with the Brewers? For example, here's what I hear. On and off the air. The Brewers do so good in the first half. They're always doing their best, and they're front runners in the first. And then they always let us down. They always tail at the end. Always, always, always. And I'm not going to get to et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do you say to Brewers fans? Again, Craig, I just tell them that, hey, it's not fair to lump all that in with this year. But what's your response to Brewers fans that just see the sky falling soon?
Well, I mean, I get it. This team has not been involved in a lot of playoff races in their franchise history. So I totally get it. But clearly there is so much time left here, and they're clearly in the playoff picture still. I mean, if today would end, they would be one of the wild card teams, because it goes back to the tiebreaker. They have a tiebreaker over Colorado right now. So, you know, look on the bright side that way. You know, this team is trying to make the necessary steps to win a championship. Is 2018 going to be that year? Is 2019 going to be more realistic? You know, they've made tremendous stride, and I get the whole second half thing. That happens to a lot of teams in baseball. But there's still some time left before the end of August here. Potentially, they could bolster this pitching staff. Who knows what David Stearns has in mind right now? But you got to be bright and stay with it and say the glass is half full, because there's still a lot of baseball yet to go, and other teams are struggling as well. How would you like to be a Dodger fan right now? I mean, when they got Manny Machado, they were anointed the team to beat, and look where they sit right now because they lost their closer. You just don't know what's going to happen to other teams as well. And the National League, it's up for grabs, in my opinion. I don't think anyone's going to run away with anything at this point, or even during the playoffs. I think it's going to be a heck of a battle for those teams that are involved.
Well stated. All right, Craig Kishon, we appreciate the time, and we'll see you at Miller Park this week.
Will do. You guys take care.
All right, there he is from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Craig Kishon, joining us on the, as all guests do, on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
That's right. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.